Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight, and we want to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be with you here each and every Thursday. LA Talk Radio rebroadcasts us on multiple days on multiple channels. Be sure to look for that. Otherwise, you can look at our archive, and there's many, many shows there that you can choose from. I want to point out to everybody that Dr. Allen has a few seminars coming up. And if you want the information on that, and I want to remind you, these are very limited classes, 6 people only, but there is an opening coming up for August 25th, which is a Saturday. And you can go to wantistore.com to find out more information about that. Even more importantly, I keep getting messages and calls and emails and everybody asking me, how can I talk to Dr. Allen if I didn't get on the air? It's very, very simple. Dr. Allen offers telephone appointments in increments of 15 minutes. It's pretty amazing to be able to get to talk to Dr. Allen on the phone, air your problems, and hear her wonderful words of wisdom. If you want more information about that, you've got to call 949-723-0338. 0338, or you can email info@drpatallen.com. So those phone appointments are amazing. That takes the drive out of it. No charge for parking because you're on your phone. And you get to talk to Dr. Allen directly, and it's a wonderful value. That 15-minute appointment is $63. It just cannot be beat. In the meantime, we are 323-203-0815 here at the radio. So call that number. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
Yes, I'm alive. I'm alive, and I'm wonderful.
Awesome. Awesome. How are you, and how has your week been?
It's been just fine. I'm enjoying my life.
That's beautiful. That's why we're really here, isn't it? To enjoy ourselves, hopefully. So let's see. I'm going to talk to our switchboard and I'm going to see if we've got any calls. In the meantime, what is our upcoming class?
Getting to I Do this Sunday.
This Sunday.
I'm going to a required college for my license on Saturday, which is my normal day for doing my group. And I'm doing it on Sunday, and I'm going to my class on Saturday, which I look forward to as well.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. I love Getting to I Do. It's one of my favorites. That book has been in print forever, and the information is just as on point and poignant today as it was the day it was first published. Speaking of that, Dr. Allen, how are you feeling? I know you're getting a lot of questions about the new book.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's A Man's World in a Woman's Universe, which is a summary statement of my theory. It deals with the East and the West loving each other. It deals with an in-depth study of my tools, my doctoral dissertation, androgynous semantic realignment. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, at the doctor's office being healthy, and in every single relationship, especially the loving ones, especially the erotic, sexual loving ones.
Awesome. Hey, Dr. Ellen, we have a caller on the line. Are you ready to talk to our callers?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Awesome. Caller, you're live with Dr. Ellen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yeah, I do have a question. I was with this man. He was dating me for about 6 months. And in the beginning, he came on really, he pursued very strong and everything like that. And, you know, I negotiated the commitment with everything that you kind of talk about.
Monogamy, and we were, continuity, and longevity.
Yeah, so that was for the last 2 months, a little over 2 months. And I don't know, like, we just kind of broke up. And I'm not sure.
Wait a minute, Did you consummate the relationship? Did you make love to each other?
After the commitment, yes.
Yes. So,
but then,
did he just want to get the commitment handled and then dump you?
I don't know if it's like he kind of, I don't know if he became a woman or he became passive aggressive or maybe I was becoming a man. But it was like in the beginning, he's like, oh, I told my mom about you. I told my dad about you and they want to know and I'm feeling all this stuff. And then I like never met his family, you know, and he wasn't saying I love you. And I didn't know at 6 months if this was really going to lead towards marriage and kind of stop planning things this month.
Is he conned you into giving him your body and then he walked away with a trophy. Your scalp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was that the last time you saw him then?
Well, we broke up the other week because I listened to your things and you said, you know, I was like, do you see this leading to engagement in the near future? And he was like, well, I don't know. And I have been pulling away. And he said, I've felt myself falling in love with you many times, but then basically, he said something that I did made him stop, and he was afraid. And
you
I
know
had
what that
some
is. You know what that is? What stopped him?
What?
He was not willing to be responsible for his half of the relationship. He could pick your cherry and run, but that's his problem. You did what you could to set up a buildable relationship. He betrayed you, and therefore he lost you by leaving you.
Thank you. I appreciate you helping me understand.
So enjoy getting rid of him. And by the way, when he comes back, which they usually do in 4 to 8 weeks, rumination, you must require an engagement ring up the price tag.
Okay. Yeah, he came back and he was like, I kind of want this thing I gave you. And I said, I don't feel comfortable seeing you unless, you know, there's a plan to get back together. And then he was like, oh, you know, I thought you just didn't want to be with me and you made up your mind. And then he was kind of acting like he wanted to get back together and he's supposed to call me tonight, but he didn't really, hasn't made a plan to do that.
So,
yesterday, he just told me all the things I did wrong.
He blamed you.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to mention this, but the only way you know that you love anybody is by the commitments they're willing to make and keep. And when people can't make and keep agreements, they don't know how to love, and they're dangerous. So I hope you practice safe sex, yes?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want you to become diseased, pregnant, or more in love with him. So you did a fine job in what you did, but it takes two to build.
Yeah, he kind of, can I ask a question about how to handle something that he said that I did that he didn't appreciate? Like, I think he lied early on.
Okay, tell me what it is and I'll show you.
Okay, he lied about
two
things. Well, he lied about two things kind of early on, and they were a little stupid.
Wait a minute.
And then,
if he lied, how can he turn it into your fault?
Well, he lied about just something, and it wasn't a big thing. It was, he was like, I was really just trying to impress you, and I'm sorry. And so then I was like, well, I'll just, I called you, and he's like, you know, play it out. And so I just waited to see. And, you know, there were other things that I felt like, you know, I was gone. And then I saw like these two things on his bedroom floor. And I was like, I don't know what that was. And so I didn't feel comfortable. And I just like, I felt like he was doing something like being with another woman, but I didn't know how to, I just said, I feel uncomfortable. Like what, you know, what, I don't know how to say, like,
Dear,
I'm worried about him cheating,
to,
but then.
Need to, honey, you're going to find out that he's not amenable eventually. So just find it out. Don't become a detective.
Yeah.
You found out that he was not a man of integrity. How would you have known?
Well, and I didn't know that it was like his shirt, but I don't know. I wasn't trying to be a detective. I didn't know how to bring up that I felt uncomfortable, like there was something. So just ignore signs
yes,
that he might be.
You've heard. What's his first name?
Stephen.
You would have said, Stephen, I want to ask you a sensitive question that I'm feeling concerned about. Is it convenient for you to hear my sensitive question now? What would he say?
He would say yes. Yeah, let's talk.
I saw that shirt on the floor, and my instinct was that it belonged to a female. Are you dating other women?
Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, no, no. You know, like, he would definitely deny it. And then,
well,
like,
but your,
say that I have
instinct,
trust issues. So I don't.
Your instinct would tell you.
I felt strongly if something was going on.
Therefore, you would say that.
Yeah.
My instinct. See, they run their lives on intuition, thinking. We run our lives on instinct, feelings. Our neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine. You handled it. I know
okay.
It was
painful. Yeah, I didn't accuse
life
them. I was...
You asked him a question about who owned the shirt or whatever it was on the floor.
Yeah.
So he wanted you to pretend that you needed him enough to not care what he does. And I don't wish you that kind of life.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Is this going to turn you off to risking other men?
No, I felt like there was something where it felt like I was being seduced by language, like, oh, whatever you want. And, it just felt good in some level, but then a little off. So I'm okay with dating again. I just don't want to be like, did I throw away a good guy? Like, because, you know, and I don't know what to think.
You did not feel good about his answers.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, good. Caller.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck.
Women, follow your instinct.
Exactly. All right, looks like we have another caller on the line. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Are you there?
Hello.
Okay. All right. Okay. I know where our caller went. Okay. So, Dr. Allen, we were talking about... Oh, no, we do have the caller on. Okay. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, I think it was just me you called. You guys called me back. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Okay. Let's see. Oh, we were talking about... classes, getting to I do, is
yes.
coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, this Sunday.
Awesome. And then I know we have another one. We have some, where's my note sheet here? All right. We have, just talked to Sue. And yes, she is telling me, our brilliant Sue Wagner, let me see. We have a life script class August 25th, and we have very limited seating, but we do have a space open. Go to the website wantistore.com or contact Sue directly, 949-723-0338, for information on that. That's in Newport Beach, only six people. She does have a spot, so give her a call if you're interested in that one. And I'm not sure when we're repeating live script, but that class is stunning. I think we have a caller on. Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, you're live. Whoa. With Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Dr. Allen, I have a family. Hi. I have a family situation. I raised my oldest granddaughter for 2 years. Her mom was busy, right? And then she married a man that resented me, and he's got a real control issue, and he immediately started trying to keep her away from me. So I went to court, and I got visitation. I'm in Canada. I got grandparents' rights. We have grandparents' rights in our province. And I have visitation. So now what's happened is she's 12, and they got angry at me again, and he's given her a lot of misinformation about me, very serious things. And she's turned on me, and we've always been very close. And I just wonder, and they have to call me Monday night regardless. So here I am sitting listening to her being quite mean to me. Do you have any suggestions? Like, and I know it's not personal because she just knows what her mom and dad say, right? For me, yes, to say to her, like something I could say to touch her heart, you know?
The way to touch her heart is to say, I know I'm taking a beating for your mom and dad, and I'm willing to do it as long as you know that you're being mean to me because you can't be mean to them.
Do you want to know something? This is so bizarre.
Yes,
that
I
you said
to know
that.
Something.
Yeah, you know a lot. But I want to tell you something. I have two younger granddaughters who are a lot younger, and they were confused why she's treating me like that. They don't know what they're telling her. And so they said, you know, me and my sister were talking, they're 8 and 10. And they said, we figured out why she's mean to you, Grandma. And I said, why? And they said, because you're easy. Mom and Dad are hard and she can't talk like that to them and you're easy. Isn't that something out of the mouths of babes, eh?
Your child, that granddaughter, is a future therapist because she's already reading scripts.
Isn't that amazing? I'll tell her. Yeah, I won't tell her, but she said the same thing that you said after 47 years of therapy teaching.
I understand that. And you know what?
Oh, thank you. Huh?
That's what instinct does for women. And men is intuition. Men have 21 genes on their sperm cells that help them be intuitive. Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't
so
that amazing?
I want you to know that what happened with your grandchild was called to me a God shot. It's a miracle statement that reinforces you to believe that what I said was true.
Yep. Thank you. You confirmed it. I'm just beyond elated right now because I knew it was powerful and I thought, oh my gosh, how is she talking like that? She's only 10. And you just confirmed it. So thank you,
you know
so
what?
Much.
We're finding out how smart babies are. Kids are very smart, especially if we don't get to them and screw them up with bad scripts.
Oh, to conform them, yeah. Make them behave how they're supposed to and talk like they're supposed to and act how they're supposed
yes.
to. Oh,
especially
thank you
with
so
people,
much.
Especially with grandmas that they're safe with. So you got a big stroke from that child. And
the
other one is using you for a scapegoat.
Yeah. So that's really good because now that keeps, like, I know it's not personal and I didn't get upset at her. I let her talk and, you know, I asked her why and she said asked if I was an idiot. You know, so I just let her do what she needed to. But for the first time she's ever lashed out. And that's what I tell myself, the same thing. I'm just taking a beating for her mom and dad and I'm a safe place for her.
Do you know what? There's even a book for you.
Really, what?
The Aikido Way of Life.
The what?
It's a martial art, Aikido. It's rolling with the punches.
Jiu-Jitsu.
The Aikido Way of Life.
Keto, K-E-T-O?
A-K-I-D-O.
A-K-I-D-O.
Oh.
It's a martial art. It's as beautiful, if you watch it, as ballet.
Oh, my gosh. That is so neat, because that's what I was thinking inside myself, that if I don't come back at her, then there's nothing there between us. I keep anything from being between us if I have no reaction. I just bend with it. That's kind of what it's about,
that's
right?
That's you rolling with the punches in order for her to realize what's going on inside of her.
So don't talk about anything, what's happening. Just say what you said for me to tell her, and just she can have to deal with her stuff at home herself. I can't do that.
That's right. Roll with the punches. Roll away.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Welcome.
Have a great evening.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That's funny, bye. Dr. Allen. My mom used to say, what is stronger, a willow branch or, a rock? And I would say, well, a rock. And she'd say, no. The willow bends and bends and doesn't break. So that's kind of it, rolling with the punches and, diffusing that situation.
It's literally a martial art.
Oh, it's beautiful, too. You're right. It is. It's like ballet. It's just absolutely stunning to watch.
Good.
It's also wonderful to get your...
I can't remember the author of the book, but I'm sure there are not a lot of books out there on Aikido. But you'll find it. The Aikido Way of Life.
That's beautiful. So we have a question from our social media people, and they are jealous. And I tell them they should call in and talk to us, but they do have a question. So I'm going to answer. We're going to ask a couple of the questions today. This woman is saying that, she's saying that she has caught her significant other surfing porn, and she feels very off put by that. It's causing a rift in their relationship, and she feels very ugly and very used.
And she feels ugly because what? What is it they're doing that's ugly?
Her mate is surfing porn and masturbating to porn behind her back, and she caught him.
I want you to understand that being monogamous for a man is a loss of his freedom to be getting diverse sexual partners.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the etiquette of watching porn in front of you or in your house, but I do not judge that watching porn for a man under 45 is something that's worth getting rid of him for.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's on a diet. He's not molesting anybody. He's just fantasizing because his body wants more than one woman. And that's nature. We are not monogamous homo sapiens. The book on that is The Myth of Monogamy by Barish. So with that in mind, I would suggest that you use the etiquette. I'm uncomfortable with you doing that in my home, our home, whatever.
Right.
So take it to the office. Take it to the Wi-Fi at the local restaurant. There's lots of restaurants where you can plug in and watch whatever you want.
Right.
So use etiquette, not morality. I consider morality more touching than looking.
Right. Okay. And then this probably leads into our next question. This woman says, Dr. Allen, why do men cheat? Now, that question gets asked a lot, Dr. Allen. A lot.
Men cheat if they have not been required to be men. Gentlemen, I'm going to have all the men in our audience raise their right hand. Now, follow me. I promise, on my honor, to give, to protect, to cherish women, kids, animals, and the planet, even when they're illogical, irrational, and often irritating. So help me, God. Now so we're going to do a woman's pledge. Kelly,
you
represent all the women that are listening.
I promise.
On my honor.
To respect the men I love.
Even when. I may think I'm smarter. And could do it better. Furthermore. I promise. To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor. Or a lawyer.
First.
So help me God. I'm a therapist more than I'm a moralist.
Exactly. It's interesting, though, because, you know, that question comes up a lot. And
what question?
The question is why do men cheat? And of course, like you said, it's because
they're built to be polyamorous.
Right. And like you said, they haven't raised to become gentlemen. So
no.
One of our
Remember,
other ladies,
I already said, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep. When ladies don't do it, they aren't ladies. When men don't do it, they're not gentlemen.
Exactly.
I'm hopefully teaching people to negotiate like ladies and gentlemen instead of not negotiating, but intimidating with fear or seducing with guilt and shame. Now, guilt is for things you do. Shame is for what you think about yourself.
Yes. And we know that we're scripted for that, don't we, Dr. Allen? I mean, you were just talking to that lady about live script. We have the live script class coming up, which is brilliant. And
right.
we get scripted for that. We get scripted for the guilt and other things.
I know.
And
so I would say negotiate with the gentleman to take his computer down to the local whatever shop, restaurant, and watch his porn.
Right. Okay, Dr. Allen, I understand that duty dating is trying to learn how to date and also kind of looking for the right mate. I understand that verbally, or I should be listening with my ears and picking with my ears. How do you know if there's chemistry?
Your body crawls. When you've got chemistry for someone, you start lubricating immediately. Your skin prickles. Chemistry is so important in a long-term relationship because with chemistry, you can live through bad days and bad situations. You might have some days of pain, but you see through it. Without chemistry, the temptation is to keep throwing people away. So
right.
My recommendation, Nils, is make a friendship that you can live with and hopefully survive with a friendship before intercourse. And when you begin a romantic, erotic relationship, make certain that you negotiate time, I, we, and us, space, where you live, money, my money, your money, our money, and play, non-sexual and sexual. In my book, Getting to I Do, it's chapter 14.
Oh, yeah.
So I teach people to negotiate, and I hope to God they keep their agreement.
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. It's like you said, so help me God, and hope they do their part. And, you know, we could hope. It doesn't always turn out that way, but we can hope for it. You know, it's like the lady earlier, you said she did a great job negotiating her situation. And, of course, he was just, you know, a user. And we're going to run into that from time to time. So we know that. We have another lady here who says, Dr. Allen, I've tried the 5-second flirt. I must be doing something wrong. Can you go over again how it is to attract attention of a male, or how to present, or I don't know. I want to follow your advice. I really would like to be married within the next 18 months, but I don't seem to have any prospects. I'm doing something wrong. Help.
Well, in anthropological terms, you've got to present yourself to them. That's flirting. That's also in the book.
Mm-hmm.
5 days a week. Take 5 minutes in a day. Look in the eyes of a man or men that you're attracted to and smile. Don't talk, but respond if he talks to you. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, present yourself, eyeballs. The eyes are, in fact, the window of the soul. A married woman will look down. A lesbian will look away. But a woman who's looking for a man will most likely look him in the eyes and smile. But isn't he going to think, I want him sexually? And the answer is yes, because that's what presenting is. It's presenting yourself to a mate possible for his and your investigation. So I want you to date 3 men 3 times before you get rid of them, because we women sometimes take a little bit longer. Men have a tendency to pick with their eyes, and they pick for the joy of having intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal. We, according to the Harvard study in the 90s, we pick men with our ears. When they talk in a way that says they want to make and keep agreements with us, date us, cherish us, and we start with the friendship and then build into a romantic relationship, unless you have a reason not to. Maybe your religion doesn't ask for it. Well, then it would be best if you found somebody that had the same religion. So there are different rules and regulations in each culture, in each country. So negotiate with the body being interested, and then build contracts that demonstrate committability. That's for men and women. And for men, I tell them, when you see a woman that you are attracted to in your body, particularly your penis, lets you know you're interested, say something to her. Don't wait for her to be a man. You're the man. Ask for what you want and see how she feels about it.
I love
Negotiate.
That. I love what? That. And it, you've been talking about recently why men are reticent and reluctant to do that nowadays.
Because they're afraid they're going to be accused of sexual harassment.
Right.
Men are feeling afraid of angry women that they haven't done damage to, but they're afraid that women have done their Me Too to such a degree that men are afraid to approach them.
Yeah, I totally see that. And my thing with that is, it's like you said, you know, you have to, if you really are presenting, you've got to make that eye contact with a man and smile. He's not going to know, and he's not going to take a chance. They're too afraid, and how can you blame them for that?
That's right.
Some of the accusations that are flying right now are really dangerous.
I know. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, you have to decide if you want to be yang male and go after what you want, or you want to be yin female and wait for someone to go after you. That's yin and yang. And the great book on that is The Yin and Yang Way of Life by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee.
Oh, that's amazing. Hey, that's funny you said that. And I just gotten 6 messages, and they're all asking the same question. Just slight variation. Dr. Allen, how do you know which energy you are, or how can you be one energy or the other? If, for example, you have a masculine energy, but you don't want to be that anymore, what do you do?
You use my feminine tools, and I'll put them on right here.
I love
Number
it.
Number one. What?
I love it.
One, if you want to be cherished, ladies, or men that want to be cherished, I have no problem with men wanting to be cherished. I have no problem with women wanting to be respected. At work, we generally all need respect. That's what Me Too is all about.
Yes.
Outside of work, you have a choice. I cannot be Pat Allen with my boyfriend of 3 years because he's so masculine, it would be competitive. So I use my tools, my doctoral work, androgynous. Everybody's both male and female. Men have yang bodies, but yin souls. And their soul is called the anima. Women have yin bodies, but yang souls, the anima. And Carl Jung's wife, Emma, wrote the book on anima, anima. So if you want to be a feminine woman after work, I do. I don't want to be a masculine woman after work. I want to be the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a boy at work and a girl after work. And the girl language is never ask your man what he feels unless he's puking or bleeding. Mothering him is you being a man and him being your little boy. Guerre Turner. Second tool, when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him, you have to make an appointment. Honey, I have a question to ask you about Saturday night. Would it be convenient for you to hear my question now or when? You see how respectful that is? The
Yes.
more you respect the man that wants to be respected, the more he feels cherished, and it spills over on you. The third of 5 tools is how to fight with the man as a lady. Number one, if you've got to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, do it. But if you don't have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, it's less than immoral, unethical, or illegal. Therefore, you say, daughter, you have every right to say that, think that, feel that, do that. You have every right not to do what you said you were going to do. But I'm really uncomfortable with the commitment not kept. What do you think about not doing it that way or doing it this way? And what can I do to help you and I do it so that I feel better? That's tool number three for a woman.
I love that
tool
one.
Tool number four. 90% of all communication is not verbal. It's physical body language.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what a woman says. I sense by the look on your face, I think by your body language, your gesturing, your posturing, honey, that you're upset about something. Am I right? Are you upset? Yes or no? Yes. What can I do to help you and I do better? That's the fourth tool.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth and final tool is the timeout that you see a referee use with the fingers, the hands. What are you doing there? I'm signaling you that I'm uncomfortable with something you're saying or something you're doing. Are you interested in it? You see what that does?
Yeah.
It signals him visibly, and then if he asks what you're doing, tell him you're signaling him about something you're uncomfortable about, and does he want to know what you would do to feel better? Got it?
Yeah.
Now, do we have time for me to do the boys' tool?
Oh, yes, we do. I think it's only fair you do both.
Okay. The boys' tools. If you want to be a man and you're a woman or a man, doesn't matter. You want to be respected first, cherished second. Therefore, never ask your women what they think. Tell them what you think and ask them how they feel about it. I think it'd be great if you went on a picnic on Saturday. How do you feel about that? Don't ask them what they think or they'll start an argument with you.
Mm.
When you want respect, ask them how they feel about what you want. Got it?
I got it.
That's the first tool. Second tool. When you want to bitch, moan, teach, preach, or question, you know the difference? For women, they cannot teach, preach, bitch, moan. For a man, he can't bitch, moan, teach, preach. Because bitching and moaning is feminine, and teaching and preaching is masculine.
Mm-hmm.
So what you would say to your woman is, I have something to say to you that may be uncomfortable. When would you be comfortable, hopefully today, to listen to me? See how you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's man's second tool. Third tool, how to fight with a woman who's not immoral, unethical, or illegal. You say to her, you had every right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, but I'm uncomfortable with it. What do you feel about respecting my request that you do it this way, not that way? How do you feel? How can I help you and I feel better about you doing it my way? Got it?
Got it.
Okay, the fourth tool is body language. I sense by the tone of your voice, the look on your face, your body language, your gesture, that you're upset. Am I right? Are you upset? No, I'm not upset. I'm not upset. Don't give me that Pat Allen stuff. Okay. Look at your watch because within an hour he'll be back. I am upset. What can I do to help you feel better? Us feel better. That's a man talking to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the last tool is time out. That's a physical symbol with the hand that you're upset about something. And so
right.
You say, what can I do to help us do better, sir? That's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to help us feel better, miss? That's a man with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my androgynous semantic realignment tools, and they work. And you go to my website, and you'll see tons of stuff where you can learn from that stuff how to do it. But I put it on this, and this, I think, is being recorded in an iPod.
Yes, this is actually being recorded on LA Talk Radio's website, where you can hear our show on multiple nights on multiple channels, and you can always search our archive for our shows. And we have had shows on everything from soup to nuts. So if you can't find any information there or on Dr. Allen's website, keep digging, because we've got it. Or call 949-723-0338. And make sure that you look up those new classes. So we have another question before we go.
We have no calls on the phone.
I don't know what's going on with the phones tonight, but we don't have our regular guy in, so that might be it. Our okay. fella's on vacation. So, this is from one of our males, and he's saying that he's dating three women, and he wants to know if...
Nothing wrong with that.
That's right. He wants
three
to know if...
Three times each.
He wants to know if it's dishonest. He, he says, dating three women, and they all seem like they're really into him. He wants to know if it's dishonest to continue dating them without letting them know that they're not the only one.
If he can do it gracefully, but, hey, by the way, you're not the only person I'm dating, is not necessarily information that she has a right to, unless she's given you intercourse and thinks she's going steady. Well, she's not. She's being a free girlfriend, a free wife, and kind of slutty.
Oh, hell yes. He's saying, his reply is, well, Dr. Allen, of course, I've tried to sleep with all of them.
I know that, but it's their responsibility to keep their legs crossed.
I agree. And he is laughing. He says, Dr. Allen, you're absolutely the best. I do have a little level of guilt. One of the women I'm more attracted to, but the other woman has better qualities with respect to her life, her lifestyle, and her femininity. However, the other one is just an absolute 11 and a knockout. But I feel like maybe that's not the perfect choice because she's lacking in other areas. How do I compromise, or how do I deal with that?
Well, if I know that this is a man,
I
would strongly recommend that you avoid addictive drugs, because when you take in addictive drugs, they impact your intuition, and you will go with the woman feels best to your body, which may prove to be a burden.
Yeah, I kind of get the feeling that he kind of knows that, Dr. Allen, and that's why he's mining for this data, and I can respect that. So yeah, definitely, he's saying, yeah, he understands, and he thinks you're right, which is why he hasn't told any of the three of them, I want to date you exclusively. So he's still in that he's sort of like a in the hang fire position, you know.
Here's how I tell men to handle it. You have a right to want to have intercourse, oral, anal, and vaginal, but I suggest before you stick it in that you say, by the way, I'm not monogamous.
I think that's the adult and fair thing to do. That's so we're almost...
thing.
Yeah, we're almost out of time, Dr. Allen. What do you have to say before we go?
What I have to say is, way out of any negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? And I'm going to do or not do what it takes to get it.
Beautiful. I love that. Everybody, remember, Dr. Allen offers 15-minute appointments on the telephone, as well as even longer appointments. However, Right now, you can get 15 minutes on the line in a private appointment with Dr. Allen by dialing 949-723-0338. And the cost for that 15-minute appointment is $63, which is pretty amazing. As the minutes go up, the money goes up. So if you want to talk to Dr. Allen on the phone and you would like to speak to her privately, that is definitely the way to do it. If you'd like more information about that, you need to go to info@drpatallen.com. And since there's been some confusion, that is INFO, the at symbol, DrPatallen.com. Find more information about everything that's going on with Dr. Allen at DrPatallen.com and about our classes and our merchandise at oneistore.com. That's just like it sounds. WANTISTORE. We love you. We'll be back next week and we look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.